Yeah, we knew it coming into it. Very good defense that we were going against. Very good front seven. And across the board, we just didn't do a good enough job of making plays. We had some opportunities. You know, our defense provided us some opportunities in the first half. Special teams, comes up with a big turnover right before the half. We're not able to put any points up. I didn't do a good enough job in terms of ball security. The first chance we had, plus 50. And so we had some opportunities today. We didn't make any of the plays that we needed to make. And when you go against a good defense like that, it's tough.
And in the second half, you go for it on fourth down and just trying to get back in the game there on both of those fourth down calls?
Yeah, I think, where we were at, it was a call that Smitty made and felt like, we had a good play call up. It just didn't work out. They had a good play call as well. So one of those things, you got to make them. You got to make those plays, especially when you're trying to chip back into a game. You get a fourth and one, you've got to convert. And unfortunately, we couldn't get it done.
What's it like when you've got the defense coming in waves like that, though? Because there are times where you kind of duck one and, boom, there's just two more guys right behind.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're, a really good defense. I mean, they've got multiple guys that are very good pass rushers. They're very stout against the run, and they play well within their scheme. So, across the board, it's a very good defense.
Specifically, what do you think you have to work on heading for your next game? The last four games, your offense have scored fewer points than the week before. You have a lot of high expectations. But, if you guys drop another one, no team's ever made the playoffs, 2-6, and right now you're –
Well, we can't worry about, I think the biggest thing is we can't worry about 2 or 3 weeks from now. We've got to worry about this week. And we've got to find a way to practice better, to prepare better, and ultimately to play better. And offensively, it comes down to a couple key things. We've got to convert third downs. In the first half, I don't think we converted third downs. And then when you get a short field opportunity, you've got to put up points. It's things that we know we have to do. It's just things that we haven't been able to do the last couple of weeks. We've got to watch the film. We've got to find a way to do it.
I know all you guys are upset, but I was talking to Justin Blaylock about you specifically. He can understand why you would be pissed off. You got hit a lot and stuff like that. Will you reflect that to those guys and say, hey, guys, we got to do a better job. We got to do a better job with this.
I think everybody knows. Yeah. I mean, when you go out there and you get beat soundly, I think everybody knows we've got to play better across the board. We've all played football for long enough to know that, when you're getting your butt kicked, you've got to do something different and something better. So, I think across the board, offensive line, running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, we've got to do this together. We've got to become better together. Hopefully we're able to find a way to get that done this week.
Yeah, I know last year was last year, but there was a point in the season last year where literally the bottom fell out. Is there a danger of that happening again this year?
Obviously when you're, behind the eight ball halfway into the season, there's all kinds of things can happen. But with that said, I think we got the right people in our locker room, the right leadership to just keep chipping away. As ugly as it is at 2-5, in division we're right kind of in the mix, and we've got to find a way to play better this week, and all of the other stuff it sounds kind of like a broken record, but I really think we have to focus on this week. We can't worry about 10 weeks from now.
You might not focus from 10 weeks from now, but do you pay more attention to what's going on in the division now? Because Smitty, I asked him about that. Guys losing today, and he's like, but do you pay more attention to that now?
I don't, it's no different than, when we've been successful too. You always kind of know where things shake out and where things stand. It is what it is, we're in the position we're in, and we know where everybody else is at. But I think Smitty's right. I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what everybody else does. Ultimately, we've got to worry about and we've got to concern ourselves with what we've got to do to get better.
You talking to Flacco before the game, after the game, what did you say? What did you
discuss? I've known Joe for a long time. So before the game, it's just, you know, good to see you. Catch up on personal stuff, that kind of thing. And then after the game, just congratulated him. Thought Joe played a really good game. He's playing well this season, and wished him the best of luck as they move forward.
Is there anything Baltimore did that you weren't expecting?
I think they've got a big menu in terms of what they do defensively to pick from. I thought we were on top of, you know, schematically what they wanted to do. I think our issue came down to execution. I thought they out-executed us. They played better than we did.
Do you have a lot of family friends making trip down from
Philly? Yeah, definitely. Just a short drive down from Philadelphia, so a bunch of family and friends that were here today.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.